Gospel Medical Messenger, 1913, October 15, 1913. Our Duty to Our Children, Ellen G. White. Christian Schools. The Garden of Eden was not only Adam's dwelling, but his schoolroom. As in that school, so in the school of the earth, two trees are planted. The tree of life, which bears the fruit of true education, and the tree of knowledge, yielding the fruit of science, falsely so called. All that have connection with Christ have access to the tree of life, a source of knowledge of which the world is ignorant. After sin entered this world, the heavenly husbandman transplanted the tree of life to the paradise above, but its branches hang over the wall to the lower world. Through the redemption purchased by the blood of the Son of God, man may now partake of its life-giving fruit. The tree of knowledge has its roots in the earth. It is of the earth, earthly. All who have tasted of the heavenly fruit, the bread of life, are to be co-workers with God, pointing others from the tree of knowledge to the tree of life, that they also may partake of its fruit. Shall the education given in our schools be after God's order? Or after the wisdom of this world, which the Lord pronounces foolishness? Shall the hearts of students become estranged from God by eating of the tree of knowledge, which hardens the heart into disobedience and ministers to vanity and pride? Shall not the education given in our schools be of that character which will give a more decided knowledge of God's Word, and which will bring the soul into a vital connection with God, keeping God before the mind's eye, and arousing every better feeling in the soul? This is the kind of education which is as enduring as eternity. We cannot consent, at this period of time, to expose our youth to the consequences of learning a mixture of truth with error. The youth who come from school without feeling the importance of making the Word of God the first study, the main study, above every science in educational lines, are not qualified in these days of peril to enter upon the work of the teacher. The question of how to obtain a knowledge of God is to all a life and death question. It is to fortify the youth against the temptations of the enemy that we have established schools, where they may be qualified for usefulness in this life and for the service of God. The love of God imparts more than finite energy and qualifications for divine achievements. Whatever business parents may think suitable for their children, whether they desire them to be manufacturers, agriculturists, mechanics, or to follow some professional calling, they would reap great advantages from the discipline of an education. Your children should have an opportunity to study the Bible in the school. Shall members of the church give means to advance the cause of Christ among others, and then let their own children carry on the work and service of Satan? There are places where our schools should have been in operation years ago. Let these now be started, under wise directors, that the children and youth may be educated in their own churches. Mrs. E. G. White, November 5, 1913. Need of Church Schools, Duty of Parents. Ellen G. White. Can we wonder that the children and youth drift into temptation and become educated in wrong lines when they are continually associating with other neglected children? There is a work to receive the light of truth, and workers must be educated. Schools which will provide for the education of the children must be opened in places where they are so much needed. There is earnest work to be done for the children before the overflowing scourge shall come upon all the dwellers upon the earth. The Lord calls upon all who are Israelites indeed to serve Him. Gather your children into your own houses. Gather them in from the crowd who are voicing the words of Satan, who are disobeying the commandments of God. Gather in your children and give them the Word of God as the foundation of all their education. Had the churches in different localities sought counsel of God, they would not need to be thus addressed on this point. Any one of the children of the Hebrews who was found in the Egyptian habitations was destroyed. We have a special work to do in educating and training our children, that they may not, either in attending school or in associating with others, be influenced by those of corrupt habits.
Fathers and mothers, make haste! Your children are to be objects of your solicitude. Principles are to be kept before your children that will exert a heavenly influence over life and character. By every means at your command, you are to teach them that they are not to pattern after the worldly plan of education, but the truth must be impressed upon their hearts and minds. The truths that Satan has concealed by his hellish shadows, the truths he has misinterpreted and misapplied, and disconnected from the Lord of glory, are to be received, opened, and explained, and made to appear in their heavenly beauty, to be seen as truths that shall stand fast forever. They are to be re-established in the minds of men by the living agents whom God has appointed, and error is to be revealed in its true character by the light of truth. Mrs. E. G. White, November 19, 1913. Need of Church Schools, Ellen G. White. In all our churches, and wherever there is a company of believers, church schools should be established, and in these schools should be teachers with a true missionary spirit. For the children are to be trained to become missionaries. It is essential that the teachers be educated to act their part in instructing children of Sabbath keepers not only in the sciences, but in the scriptures. These schools, established in different localities and conducted by God-fearing men and women, as the case demands, should be built upon the same principles as were the schools of the prophets. Children are left to come up instead of being trained up. Parents stand in the place of God to their children, and they will have to render an account whether they have been faithful to the little few committed to their care. Parents, some of you are rearing children to be cut down by the destroying angel, unless you speedily change your course and be faithful to them. God cannot cover iniquity, even in children. He cannot love unruly children who manifest passion, and he cannot save them in the time of trouble. Will you suffer your children to be lost through your neglect? Unfaithful parents, their blood will be upon you. And is not your salvation doubtful with the blood of your children upon you? I say again, establish schools for the children wherever there are churches. Where there are those who assemble to worship God, let there be schools for the children. Work as if you were working for your life, to save children from being drowned in the polluting, corrupting influences of this life. If people would encourage the church in which they are members and establish small, humble school buildings in which to do service for God, they would accommodate their own children within their borders. Mrs. E. G. White, December 3, 1913. Christian Schools, Ellen G. White. There should be a school established where there is a church or company of believers. Teachers should be employed to educate the children of Sabbath keepers. In all of our churches, there should be schools, and teachers of these schools who are missionaries. The Bible should not be brought into our schools to be sandwiched in between infidelity. The Bible must be made the groundwork and subject matter of education. It is true that we know much more of the Word of the living God than we knew in the past, but there is still much more to be learned. It should be used as the Word of the living God, and esteemed as first and last and best in everything. Then will be seen true spiritual growth. Used as a textbook in our schools, the Bible will do for mind and morals what cannot be done by books of science or philosophy. As a book to discipline and strengthen the intellect, to ennoble purify, and refine character, it is without a rival. If there were not another book in the wide world, the Word of God lived out through the grace of Christ would make men perfect in this world, with a character fitted for a future immortal life. In localities where there is a church, a school should be established if there are no more than 6 children to attend. A teacher should be employed who will educate the children in the truths of the Word of God, which are so essential in these last days, and which it is so important for them to understand. A great test is coming. It will be upon obedience or disobedience to the commandments of God. Mrs. E. G. White.